Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. This entire hour is going to be devoted to you. One of the things I want to get into is this whole municipal election thing and why nobody seems to give a rat's you-know-what about it. Why is it? And these are the people that get the potholes fixed. These are the people that when the streetlights go off, your city council person ends up getting them back on. And it's bizarre that people take an attitude about municipal elections where they just really don't care. And by the way, these people, when they run for election, believe it or not, they give you their home number, or they give you their cell phone number. Did you know that? Amy Emanuel was just on running, and she gave her personal cell phone number. I mean, that's just the way they do municipal elections. Those ought to be the people it's easiest to find out about. All you got to do is go to your local school or YMCA where they're having a candidate forum. We did a candidate forum. Active Republican Women had a candidate forum at Red Rock Country Club. For the life of me, I don't know why people scoff at elections like this, because these are the people that can help you and your family, and where the election is closest to the people. These are literally your neighbors that are running. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's, great for lunch. If you've been thinking about where to have lunch today, Ichabod's might be the answer. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Let's go to your phone calls. We're going to be caller intensive. In fact, I'm going to open up all of our lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Why is it we're going to have 4%, 5% of the electorate go to the polls today? I mean, is it not interesting to you? Is it not sexy enough? Tell you what, let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
how do I link this? But when you see the demeaningness and the browbeating, and I believe this is from the upper tier, to make you believe that your vote, and by the way, a lot of people's vote, they shouldn't even be allowed to vote. And I called to tell you, Kevin, when we were young, small businessmen would even pay when one of their employees got called to jury duty. They would be paid. That's how much they believed in this system. Well, a Texican is in court. He got fired. He got fired from a car company. I'm not going to mention it. I want to, but I'm not. The judge couldn't believe it, and he was an alternate. One of the only three or four reasons I think you have the right to vote is if you did two terms of jury duty, which is, by the way, the Constitution was designed as one of the most powerful bodies in government, but they've taken that away from us.
Are you, Frank? Are you a city of Las Vegas, Henderson, Boulder City, whatever? Are you a voter?
Yes, I am.
Are you Absolute. Voting? Are you voting today?
Yes.
Very good. I love that. I love that. No. To me, it makes sense. You know, it's one thing to say, well, what about the presidential race? Trump's not on the ballot. There's no Senate race. There's no this. That's nonsense. The fact is, these are your neighbors. These are people that you can pick up the phone and call them. They give you their cell phone numbers. And yet we somehow turn our nose up at voting. I'm not a city of Las Vegas resident. I'm county. So don't get in my face about not voting today, because I'm not voting today. Sorry, but I'm not. By the way, this is so bizarre. Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar defended the old white guy. You know, the Lucy Flores thing, the Joe Biden allegations. And I found it interesting. See, I if you had quizzed me earlier Sunday night and said, which side of the Joe Biden, Lucy Flores allegations will they be on? I would have said they would have probably sided with Lucy Flores. This is cut number 4, by the way. And au contraire. It seems as if they're siding with the old white guy.
What a weekend it's been. My goodness. You know, Joe Biden's presidential campaign hasn't even officially begun, and people are trying to knock him out of the running. Mm. Former Nevada politician Lucy Flores claims that Biden was out of line when he campaigned for her back in 2014. Take a look.
Out of nowhere, I feel Joe Biden put his hands on my shoulders, get up very close to me from behind, lean in, smell my hair, and then plant a slow kiss on the top of my head. To have the Vice President of the United States do that to me so unexpectedly and just kind of out of nowhere, it was just shocking. The reason why we're having these conversations about Vice President Joe Biden is because he's considering running for president.
So now Biden responded that in all his years on the campaign trail, he does never believe he's acted inappropriately. So he'll listen respectfully to Flores, but it was never his intention. Now, should she have spoken to him about this before she went on television about it? Or, I mean, is it, you know, listen, in the old days, we would call Joe, some folks of a certain age would say he's a little overly familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. But most politicians, when they're, you know, doing this with you, and you know they are, and Joe is a hands-on kind of guy.
Yeah, he is.
But no one, I've never heard anyone, and she says she felt violated, and I have to take her at her word, but it would have been nice if she had turned to him and said, you know what, Jay, I don't really like this. Please don't do this. Or not, Mr. Vice President, I'm not really comfortable with that. Something, because he's standing right there.
No, it's hard to say to somebody who's sniffing
your
hair.
No, it's not. Somebody touches you inappropriately.
But it wasn't. That's the point.
She does not say it rises to the level of sexual assault or anything of that nature. She does not claim this is a Me Too moment. So I think we need to be very clear on that, because I think some people are interpreting it that way.
Well, and let's also be clear.
But that's the point. Mm-hmm. That's the point, is to get people to think about it like that. Mm-hmm. It does not rise to any of those things.
No, it's a long way from smelling your hair to grabbing your hoo-ha. I mean, let's tell the truth. But she felt annoyed or uncomfortable with it, and so listen, we have to accept that. But I don't think it rises to the point what we've been listening to about Harvey Weinstein and the rest of these people. It just doesn't look like that. And you know, we all know Joe Biden. He's been here. I remember when I met him in Florida before he was vice president, and he was so friendly. He's the close talker.
Yes,
he comes right up in your face, and you're thinking, I hope my breath is good, you know. and more important, I hope his is.
Yeah.
And you know, so he talks close. He touches you.
Yeah.
That's what he's like. And I feel it would be really unfortunate if we got rid of everybody who was just an affectionate kind of person. We, you know, those are nice people, too.
Yeah, they're nice people, too. Coming up, I think I have finally figured this whole Lucy Flores thing out. Simply put, I think she's a snowflake. I think she's doing this for political gain. For her favorite candidate, whether it be Beto or whether it be Bernie Sanders, and that this is not that she is a snowflake. She is offended by anything. Now, I have polled a whole bunch of women just in the last 24 to 48 hours, and I've asked them the question: would you find this offensive? And you look in bars where people meet each other. And somebody walks in, and a table full of guys will give some girl a hug, or vice versa. And you don't see people screaming, "That's offensive to me! It's inappropriate!" You don't see that. Am I missing something? Call me right now. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, president and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
This is Amy Emanuel, your Republican candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 1. I was raised with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and monetary responsibility. Las Vegas wants a representative that will support small business and spur job growth, promote pedestrian safety, and tackle our chronic homeless issue. I have the integrity and necessary experience to do this job. Please support me at the polls this April 2nd. A vote for Amy Emanuel will guarantee another conservative voice on the Las Vegas City Council, paid for and authorized by committee to elect Amy Emanuel.
It keeps getting better and better at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties. Crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. To your phone calls we go. I promise we would be caller intensive in this hour. We got our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up at the bottom of the hour. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I've got one line open. Those of you that are ringing in, we'll get you screened and ready to go. We'll get you on the air. First, let's go to Steve. I'm sorry, let's go to Mike. Mike in Reno, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I have no idea what world you're living in. You're more of a misogynist than I am. People meeting in a bar who know each other, who hug, is totally different than some creep grabbing you and burying his face in your hair. I mean, you're from like a totally different planet. This is absolutely inappropriate, whether it's Lucy Flores, whether they're both wacko leftists or not.
Okay. Mike, here's the deal. I've polled. I've done my own anecdotal polling.
And, I don't believe it.
I've got one woman that is a higher up business type here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Meets with the heads of casinos and different people, and she says it doesn't bother her at all.
No, it
doesn't bother her.
I don't believe Kev. I'm sorry, I don't believe you. You know, we're both mature people. I don't think our upbringings were that different. I don't believe you. I've never heard of anything like this. I know you're a hugger. I don't like shaking hands. By the way, if we ever do meet, I will put a sign around my neck.
Please do not hug.
I don't even want to shake hands. No, I don't believe your poll. I think they're lying to you.
Okay.
I've never heard of anything.
Okay.
It is absolutely inappropriate. And by the way, switch subject. You know, when animals meet, they rub each other.
Whoa.
When inferior people meet, that's what they're. Most of my friends are mental. We don't even shake hands.
Wow.
So the more mental a person is, the more they don't touch each other. This is an animal thing. You see the way dogs and cats meet. They rub against each other. You're living at a lower animal level. I just want to make that point. You know, Eastern cultures don't shake hands. They bow. And formally, you know, if I'm going to meet Megan, I would bow and click my heels. It's a very good thing. They don't want to touch each other in the East. For contamination, this is a little beyond your ken.
By the way,
as far as the president is concerned, the guest you had on yesterday said his election chances are 30 to 40%. I don't think you followed up on that. I'm very surprised at that. I'm going to tell you one thing. You know, a gentleman doesn't make fun of other people's bodies. Now, I know Trump's not a gentleman. He's a street fighter. He's a brawler. We like that. But his comments, his cursing, and his worst comments calling Schiff Pencilnik is inappropriate. It demeans his stature. I wish he'd stop. My opinion of him is slowly going down because of that and because nothing is being done on the wall, and I think it's all grandstanding.
If the election were held today, would you vote? Would you be among 63 million people that vote for the president?
Absolutely, because it's après moi le déluge. When he goes, we're going to be taken over by these crackpot lefties who want to kill babies after they're born and who want to flood the country. I'm just saying I wish he would dial back the demagoguery. I don't mind him, you know, spiking the football, but I don't want him spinning it, jumping over the goalpost, and dancing in the end zone like a you-know-what. I know you get excited. I get excited. I say things that I don't really mean. I know he feeds off the crowd. But making fun of a person's body, I wish he would be mature enough to say, I apologize to Schiff. You know, he's a creep. But you just don't make fun of people's body. It's very bad karma.
Well, I'll tell you this. That used to be the pencil neck geek thing used to be a wrestling thing. Do you remember that when and again, gosh, this is embarrassing to admit, but my life back in the day, I was a wrestling announcer. And I've been called a pencil neck geek by bad guys many, many times. I'll just and by the way, if you ever want to go to Central States Championship Wrestling, just Google search it. You'll see me back a lot of years ago with a mustache doing wrestling. Yeah, it's scary. Yeah, just Central States Championship Wrestling. And you'll see me doing a stand-up, you know, and see me doing a wrestling program. Anyway, I've been called a pencil neck geek before. It does not offend me at all. Okay, Mike has called me out in the worst way, questioning my research. And I don't like that when people do that. That offends me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now, and I want to talk to women all across the state of Nevada, in SoCal too. Call me right now, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if what Joe Biden did to Lucy Flores would offend you. Do you find it offensive, inappropriate? We'll talk about that next. Live and local now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Back to your phone calls. In fact, tell you what, let's do. I always like to check with a medical professional at times like this. In fact, let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hope you're doing well. Hope you're feeling good.
I'm feeling dynamite.
Good, good. Yeah, well, this is Superman. I'm here to bring you truth, justice, and the American way.
Try me.
So here we go. Okay, first of all, you're talking about Biden. Well, number one, that's not really my topic, but compared to what, unfortunately, I hate to say, Trump has done. Biden's like a 10-year-old. I mean, touching women and so forth. So let's be real about it. You know, you can't compare the two.
Well, wait a minute. Now, to some women, I stand corrected. To at least one woman, what Joe Biden did is not just, it's just child's play. It's innocent. He didn't mean anything by it. As opposed to grabbing a woman's genitalia.
Well, sexual assault is different than being friendly.
The question is, and one of the things we're going to do in this hour is we're going to find out, in this half hour, I should say, is we're going to find out if women are offended by what happened to Lucy Flores. Now, let me ask you this. Is it possible that Lucy Flores is just, for want of a better term, easily offended?
Probably so, but it sounds funny to me coming up at this time when the election's coming up all of a sudden. It just strikes me as bad timing. I don't know. There's something wrong with it. I hate to say it. But my real topic was a couple of weeks ago, or about a week ago, you mentioned something about you didn't believe anybody was ever executed who was innocent. And I heard you say it. What I want to do is prove something to you. I had an associate, a lawyer who I work with, who was with the Innocence Project. They found 29 people on death row who DNA showed they were innocent. They may have been executed. And before DNA was used, he figured there was at least 30 to 40 people executed before DNA was available. So, you know, there's no such thing as an innocent person never being executed.
Well, and again, people that were first of all, if somebody were executed and it turned out they were innocent, even after the fact we learned this, okay, then my guess is it would have been on the New York Times on the front page. It would have been on every newscast.
There was. Maybe you missed some of them, but there's so much. Way before DNA was ever used. Can you imagine how many people? How about the 27 people they found DNA showed that they were 10, 15 years on death row?
But Carl, that's why it takes us.
Come on.
That's why on the California death row, more condemned inmates die of old age than die of capital punishment. Talk to the people in the People's Republic. There was next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. Real quick, on the municipal elections, it's so important that everybody go out there and vote. And I'm calling on the Republican people that are listening to this radio station. If they do not want this town to become a sanctuary city and become like California, you have better go out and vote. And go out and vote against Olivia Diaz because she is an absolute leftist and pushing for sanctuary ideas. It's horrible. And that Cuban, you know where Ruben Cuban's got to go. He's got to go right back to where he was, unemployed. And that's what he's looking for, just a job. And I've said it before, me being conservative, you know that I would not support a leftist Democrat. This guy, the guy I'm going to mention, is named Lopez. That's his last name. Lopez, he is very, very moderate, unlike these other two people. If you don't go up and vote, you're going to find yourself in Vegas in a sanctuary town.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. A little electioneering, I guess, is not discouraged. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Louie. Louie, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. You know, with this whole Joe Biden thing, right, on top of, he's inappropriately grabbed women. I mean, the video, the footage is out there. And to the guy who's comparing him to Trump, it's real simple. He cares what Trump did as a private citizen. 63 million people voted for him. Get over it. As president, he's squeaky clean. There's nothing wrong. But, Kevin, I called because this whole thing with Lucy Flores stinks to high heaven to me. And something's out of place, okay? And I'm speaking to you as a Hispanic man, primarily a Mexican man, which I believe she's of Mexican descent.
I believe so.
In Mexican culture, it's pretty commonplace to greet people with hugs and kisses, even if you don't know them very well, especially if it's someone that's, you know, with a family member or somebody that you believe can be trusted. So, you know, Democrats are, from what I'm going to tell you, is she worked for Bernie Sanders. I think the Democrats are starting to do themselves dirty.
Oh, really? This is like the circa 2019 screwing of Bernie Sanders, or of Joe Biden, I should say. We tried to screw over Bernie Sanders in 2015. We've got the emails to prove it. And you're saying that now they're trying to screw Bernie?
Trying to screw them.
Yeah. Wow.
That is just me, because I can tell you, as a Mexican man from the Mexican culture, it's not very uncommon to greet people with a hug and a kiss.
Well,
now all of a sudden this lady is like out of nowhere. Oh.
And I'm offended. I'm deeply offended by this. Smelling my hair.
Yeah, that's creepy, but something's not right.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but to me it's not right.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it. That frees up a line. And you know what? We've heard from a lot of guys. I would love to hear from women. Mike says that my research is totally bass-ackwards and that women would be. The problem is, I haven't heard on this show or really any show, women coming out and saying, this is offensive behavior to me. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't. It doesn't. Women might call it, and I've had one woman call it annoying. I'm sorry, Mike. I really did do my homework on this one. But I tell you what, in our next segment, I'm going to give women, if you're a female caller, let Jameson know, and I'm going to give you preferential treatment. Because I want to find out if what Joe Biden, you know what Joe Biden did, came up behind her, grabbed her by the shoulders, kissed her on the top of the head, smelled her hair. And I want to find out if this is offensive to you as a woman. Now, is it unwanted? In this case, it was surprising because he came up from behind. She's getting ready to give a speech, and she was probably distracted a little bit. Your thoughts, would this offend you? Have you had people do this? If you're in the service industry, I see bartenders get hugged all the time, 20 times a shift. I see this all the time. But is it offensive? Is Mike right? Am I living in another parallel universe? Might be. And again, this comes from a guy that is a hugger. I'm sorry. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to Mike. We'll get to Joel. And all of you that are ringing in, we'll get your screen ready to go. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this,
you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. Policy.org to track the bills we're watching, and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, President-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty, starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Christine. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You get to choose the topic. Christine, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, you're looking for a female opinion of Joe Biden, okay?
Yes.
I will tell you, I don't mind hugs from men or women, or maybe little kisses on the cheek, but there's something really creepy about Joe Biden. He kind of just, the way he touches people, I'd smack him. Don't come up and sniff my hair. Okay, they don't call him Creepy Uncle Joe for nothing. All right?
So
I had an uncle like him that I avoided like the plague. Even when I was like 6 or 7 years old, he creeped me out.
Wow.
This guy, there's something wrong. Okay, you give me a hug, Kevin, I'd be happy. You know? But that the way he's just really strange.
Well, okay.
And they're defending him. And as a woman, I'd slug him.
Well, which by the way, begs the question of why Lucy Flores didn't turn around and say, Mr. Vice President, that's inappropriate. Or Mr. Vice President, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely, she should have. She should have at the time, but, you know, people looking for power aren't going to push against someone in power.
And,
okay?
he was a sitting vice president. Christine, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You want to join us? In fact, tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Diane. Diane, you're next. You're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, my opinion is that not everybody is a hugger. You may be one, but those of us who were raised in families that, and mine was, English and German, we hugged those people whose name was on the birth certificate or who we married, and that's it. And all of this hugging is very uncomfortable. So if you're a hugger, I think you need to ask. And certainly if you're going to kiss somebody or rub their hair.
On the top of their head. I mean, the kiss was on the top of the hair. And I've always said, at least, and again, this is a male perspective, and I'm that would be on the scale of lip kiss, cheek kiss, hair kiss. It would be third in line. I don't know, but all I do know is that a lot of women that I know, and they're in the service industry. They're servers, they're bartenders, they work as guest relations in strip hotels. And again, this may be a. I don't know if this is an age thing. If people younger feel differently than people older, I'm not sure. I'm still doing research on that one. Nah. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about creepy Uncle Joe, but I was going to make a quick prediction that Trump. President Trump is going to head to Southern California Friday, and he's going to shut down the whole border that day in Calexico, and he's going to cut funding for Mexico, too, as he did for the Central American countries. But you're talking about Uncle Joe, and you also forgot to mention that I seen this one footage of him grabbing little girls to the point that this one governor had to pull her daughter away from him because he could tell that the daughter wasn't comfortable, and he wasn't too happy about this old guy grabbing his daughter.
Should he run? Should he run?
Yes. I hope he does so he could lose.
Wouldn't that be weird? The guy's leading. I mean, the guy is at 30%, and his nearest competitor is like at 20%. And by the way, the other person is another old white guy, Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, I lost faith in him too. I wasn't for him as an independent, but I'm for Trump now, and I'm gonna stick with him.
There you go. Thanks, Mike. Mike, listening in the Coachella Valley on 98.1 News and Talk that rocks in the Coachella Valley. I just absolutely love it. I tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to JR. JR, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, my thought process is on this Joe Biden crap. Everybody wants to give him a free pass. You know, it happened 4 or 5 years ago. It really wasn't much of anything. We can't prove anything. They damn sure didn't have any problems crucifying Brett Kavanaugh over a 30-year-old allegation that was never proven and was proven to be more wrong than right. But I guess because he's on the other side of the fence, that makes the big difference. Joe Biden is a pedophile and a pervert. Period. End of subject.
Wow. Even though he says he has looked at stuff that he's done in his life and he doesn't believe that he has ever done anything offensive or inappropriate.
Kavanaugh said the same thing. Next question.
There you go. That frees up a line. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Albert, here in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Ed Stoll's great radio station. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
What's up, Albert?
Morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
You know, I think the problem with Creepy Joe is that the left might be used to that type of stuff. That's why they think it's normal.
What? Why? The Democrats would just accept it? We're having a little delay problem with our buddy Albert. I would simply say this whole thing, I don't think it's going to die down. And only because of how old he is. What is he, 76, 77 years old? The fact is that people are going to continue to crawl out of the woodwork with new stories. I mean, I think Biden's dead politically because there is such a large universe. Now, I guarantee you there are people behind the scenes looking for people to go on TV saying, he did it to me, but I didn't think anything of it. It was harmless. And that there will be a whole legion of women that come forward and say, it's not that big a deal to me. People that have actually experienced what Lucy Flores did. And they're going to say, it's not a problem for me. And once they do that, it's just going to encourage the other side, people for all these other candidates, to come out and say, oh, I'm mortally offended, mortally offended. Somebody might even file a lawsuit against the former vice president. And that's why I think it's going to be very difficult because I made the not-so-bold prediction yesterday that there would be more. There would be more women that come out. And what, as of yesterday, there were 2, and there probably will be 3 or 5 in the next couple of days of people that are willing to come forward. This isn't like, sexual harassment or rape, sexual assault. This doesn't rise to that level, but it rises to a high enough level that there will be other women that will come forward saying, yeah, I was at a banquet. He did that to me. And he smelled my hair. I think he's dead in the water. And my guess is they are polling even as we speak to see how badly this is going to hurt the former vice president. But there's such a universe of people, of women, that have come into contact with this guy. That's going to do it for today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. See, why don't you tell your dreams to me? Fantasy will see.